News 5 meteorologist Trent McGill joins the show and helps us cover Cleveland. Good morning, Trent.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
Busy. Not as busy as you. I tell you, one common thing I seem to see on Twitter, I feel like there's a concerted effort at the beginning of the week for you to say, wait a minute, like we don't know exactly what's going to happen until it's closer to the weekend. Was that a thing, or is that just me maybe reading into something? I don't know.
That's a thing. Anybody with an internet connection can look up the ridiculous weather models from 10 days away and post it on the internet. That stuff spreads everywhere. Stick with the people you trust. You absolutely have to try to avoid as much of the, so I called them on air the other day, social meteorologists.
Oh,
that's a great term.
You'll see. I saw a map floating around on Monday of Cleveland getting 36 inches of snow. We've never had more than 13 in a day.
So what makes this storm system unique?
Essentially, what makes this one unique is that it's been a while since we've had, you know, a widespread snow system like this, a snowstorm. A couple days ago, we went out with about 5 to 10 inches. It looks like the Lake Erie shoreline will get maybe up to 5 inches, probably more closer to like 3 to 5 inches. Once you get a little farther south, that's where we start talking about 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 inches, maybe even some spots closer to that 10-inch range.
So we know it's on its way. When's it all going to start? Is it today, tomorrow?
We've got a little bit of a mix at about midnight tonight, and then we've got a few hours of a break, and then it starts, you know, sunrise to noon, depending on, you know, where you are. The farther west you are, closer to sunrise. The farther east you are, the closer to noon. And then it lasts through about sunset. You know, by midnight, a lot of the snow's gone, and then we'll start talking about lake effect snow Sunday and Monday.
The cool thing about our show is Jen lives in Westlake. I live in Mentor. I mean, is there going to be that usual kind of, I don't know, significant difference, me being in the snow belt and Jen being in Westlake?
So Sunday morning, no. You guys will probably have just about the same amount. Sunday night, Monday morning, there will be a drastic difference between Mentor and Westlake.
Why do I ask these questions when I know? Oh, God, Trent.
That's what you get for moving to Mentor. All the snow. Well, this is a great update. I feel much more prepared for the weekend now.
Good. And even if you don't get crazy amounts of snow, which most people won't get crazy amounts of snow, it's going to get cold for everybody. I mean, we're talking about teens for highs on Sunday with wind chills near zero. Sunday night, Monday morning, wind chills 5 to 15 degrees below zero. Even though we're only going to get, you know, a few inches from this, the snow drifts could be a couple feet in spots.
Trent, how do we follow you on social media?
On all of the social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I made it easy. It's all the same. Trent M. Weather.